Welcome to Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing great, Fran. How are you?
Very good. Great. So on the last episode, we talked about front load versus top load washers. And, you know, all the benefits and really, you know, we kind of talked about front load and the benefits there. But like you said, you know, there's definitely a place for top load, and some people either just like them, but there's certainly areas that a top load may work best. And there was a few different types of top load washers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, two main, which is agitator, mm-hmm. basically that, lack of a better word, corkscrew that we're used to seeing growing up. And then these hybrid tubs, which do not have an agitator. They have more of a, I guess the word would be almost like a nub. It's a small propeller at the very bottom, kind of flat to the bottom or flatter to the bottom. Those two differences, the benefits of the hybrid just being more capacity. Again, we're Americans, bigger is better. That's the concept. Mm-hmm. I have some strong opinions. Yeah. I'm already starting to get worked up here.
I know you would.
But yeah, that's the main couple of differences.
So now those kind of hybrid ones with, you know, the higher capacity, and they're built to be more efficient, and they're built almost to be like the front load of top load. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what do you think of those?
I think absolutely not. And mm-hmm. I think if there's any manufacturers, which I know there are, watching this, let's do a live test.
Yeah.
You prove to me that you have a hybrid washing machine that can do a full load of clothes, that actually turns the laundry, gets them wet and dry and detergent throughout to the core. And I'd love to do that live. The reality of it is it doesn't exist. Clothes need to turn. They need agitation. We've tested it a million times, all different brands, and it just doesn't happen. You know, they just can't get the water through the clothes or the agitation to wash.
Yeah.
So many times you're left with dry in the middle. There's a plethora of issues, but just please, if you do anything, do not buy that type. I am a big fan. If you can't do front load, or you just don't want to, you want to try something else, do the classic version that has an agitator. That's the way to go. We know it will turn the clothes. We know it will wash them.
Yeah. And you know, the one that does not have the agitator, that hybrid tub, you know, it's not like you can just take a bucket of clothes and just dump it right in there. You still need to load around as if the agitator was there. And like you said, you know, it's not.
And no one does that. Right? If your kids put clothes in, are they really gonna lay them? I mean, come on, we wanna put the clothes in and get them washed, right?
Exactly.
We're trying to build something. It's not architecture. We just wanna dump them in the.
Yeah, we're not playing with Legos. Yeah.
It's a marketing ploy, and hopefully you're not buying into it.
Awesome. Love the strong opinions as always. So again, if you're gonna go with a top load washer, you definitely want the old school with the agitator. Use a little bit more water, but it's gonna absolutely turn the clothes and get them clean at that point. Yeah. So hope you enjoyed this episode. Next time we're going to go back to cooking, and we're going to talk about cooktop wall oven combination versus an all-in-one range. So we hope to see you next time, and thanks for joining us.